for coming out to Martyrs. We're all going to enjoy some fantastic music tonight from Eddie Reader. I know that we're all really looking forward to it. We've got people who've come from near and far. There was a lady down here that's come all the way from Brazil to hear her tonight. And it's all for a good cause. We're supporting the Illinois St. Andrews Society, which is a Scottish organisation, the oldest charitable organisation in Illinois. We run a nursing home, but tonight the proceeds from this event will support our scholarship programme, where we take young, talented people from both sides of the Atlantic and further their academic careers on the other side of the ocean. So it's really to promote academic exchange between Scotland and the USA. Eddie's going to... So Eddie's going to do a couple of sets. Between the sets, we're going to draw the raffle. So get your tickets. There's some wonderful prizes, including two bottles of whiskey, one Glenmorangie, and another one is a very special bottle. It was one of 160 bottles that were brought to Chicago by Talisker, and it's a limited edition single malt whiskey to celebrate the 160th anniversary of the Illinois St. Andrews Society. Afterwards, Eddie's going to be signing her CDs, and if you haven't got one, I'd encourage you to buy at least four or five. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, put your hands together and welcome to Chicago, Eddie Reader.
Very much for coming. I thought there'd be about 10 people in, so thanks very much for making the effort. I know you could be doing a million other things, so I really appreciate it. We're just gonna, Ted's doing the sound, so we'll just do a wee song that'll get us all warmed up vocally and all that too. This is a song that they used actually in the soundtrack for a programme that they do here called Charmed. I don't know if you know it.
Yeah.
It's like a programme for, you know, my 17-year-old is obsessed by it. So I don't know why. He really fancies watching these girls making their moves on the screen. And then he was watching it and he heard me singing and suddenly I became really cool. So we're going to do the song that they used. It's called Bell, Book and Candle. By Mr. Booker Dean here from Cambridge. I've also brought with me from Bothwell in Lanarkshire, Mr. John McCusker, the best fiddle player in Scotland. And the best Irish accordion player you'll ever hear, Mr. Alan Kelly over there from Galway.
To keep your ghost away.
I'm going to do another song that Boo wrote for Raven, and someone else wanted to hear it today. This is called Patience of Angels. There's a beautiful wee chorus in it if you fancy singing with us. I know it's early, but it's all right. You can get away with it. There's a door in a wall, in a house, in a street, in a town where no one knows her name. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, okay. There's a door in a wall, in a house, in a street, in a town. Has anybody got a string? Right? Use my ears. Is it in normal channel? Tell them I'm coming out. Now, there's a door in a wall, in a house, in a street, in a town where no one knows her name. And we'll teach it in a minute. Hurry up.
I asked her to sing. So, this is
a song that we did a few years back. And it's on an album called Eddie Reader, which it was a Warner Brothers album, and they forced me to have a producer and all that, and they forced me to stand like this while they took my picture, and it felt a bit awkward for me, the whole album, but there's some good songs on it, and this is one of them. And Boo wrote it. Don't break that string, okay? They cost me a fortune. I've had them on there since 1947.
Thank you.
hope is changing the strings. Can I sing you a wee Robert Burns song? Album and Robert Burns, when we were at school, it was like really boring and we didn't like to listen to the teacher at all. And then I did this album and I discovered that, like me, he was the oldest of seven and he's quite poor. Wrote these amazing songs and tunes and poems, and I did an album full of them, and he infected me. For the rest of my life, I always have company, and I've kind of fallen in love with Mr. Burns. I'm kind of like the boyfriend I'd get, though, dead. So, I was going through a book that I found in the Oxfam shop. It's like a charity shop we have in Kilmarnock. I bought it and I opened up the pages just randomly, and I found this song that I actually used to do in folk clubs in Kilmarnock and Ayrshire and Inverness and Stirling and Ayr. I used to sing this song thinking it was an Irish song called The Curragh of Kildare. And then I noticed that in this book, the very same words were in this book for the Curragh of Kildare, bar a couple of verses. And I realised that Robert, Mr. Burns, had loved the song Curragh of Kildare just as much as I did. I have a whole pile of strings there you can borrow. Is that my new strings I've just broke?
Good night, everybody. See you next time.
I've got another set in that other piece. So I found this song in the book, and he just changed a couple of verses. One of the verses he added was, "My love is like the sun, in the firmament does run, is ever constant and true. But his is like the moon, it wanders up and down, and is every month changing anew." So I'm going to sing his version. This is called "The Winter It Has Passed." I think I can get away with it, and then I can't. Why is it doing that?
You'll let us know if the show's too slick for you.
Okay. There's this Scottish folk song called Mary and the Soldier, which I do a version of on my new album called Peacetime. Mary and the Soldier was sort of changed into an Irish. It was one of the Irish and Scottish songs that we share. And Mary and the Soldier is all about how this woman sees her a man in the soldier's ranks, and she decides that she's going to have him. And I always dedicate this to Gordon Gentle, who was the first Scottish soldier that got killed in the Iraq War. I don't believe in war, but I think those soldiers are amazing, and that they've done that for us is pretty incredible, that they go out there and they risk their lives. So this is my wee love song to the soldiers. And at the end of it, Alan's going to play a wee jig, so if you fancy a wee dance, you're welcome. The table's preferably, get on the table's preferably. So this is Mary and the Gallant Soldier. You're welcome, honestly. Ready? Banjo.
And can we get a wee bit faster?
bed with my boyfriend. Do you do that here? I know you're a very religious country. But my boyfriend's a bit obsessed with football. Do you get football over here?
No.
You know, Celtic, Rangers, all that stuff. Soccer. Oh, okay. So he's into soccer. He's dead into soccer. And then we were watching, well, you know, I usually wake up in the morning and he's usually got the, it's like CFAX, we get these little written words without the sound on the TV and it was all the football scores, you know. And he's usually watching that and I hate it. Every time I wake up in the morning, he's got the football scores on, I can't stand it. But anyway, the one morning in particular, he woke up and he said, darling, I had this, he was watching the football scores and I'm like, how are you doing? He's going, I was having this amazing dream and you and I were, well, we were in Scotland and we were in love and it was brilliant. And I said, so what, we're sort of walking through the heather and over the mountains and maybe looking at the sun going over Arran in the west. And he said, no, we were at the football game and they were winning England 3-1. So, he wrote me this brilliant song. I used to live in London and he wrote me this beautiful song to come home to Scotland. And it worked and I came home because of this song. It's called Wild Mountainside and it's about how beautiful Scotland is. And I hope you like it. Is this the right one? Ted, I'm moving in. So here it goes. Wild Mountainside, which is on my Robert Burns record as well. Because the guy that wrote it is from Ayrshire. In Ayrshire, I don't know if you know, it's where Ayr Golf Course is and Troon Golf Course. And in Ayrshire, there's a lot of guys that are on social security, like my boyfriend, and they're absolutely brilliant at poetry and singing and making, you know, beautiful noises with their guitars. They can't even put on a washing machine, but they're very good at writing poetry. Anyway, so, and Robert Burns was from there, so I put it on my Robert Burns record, which you're welcome to buy it. They're $200 a pop. It's just really, I'm trying to save up for that washing machine that's like easy to use for an Ayrshire man. Anyway, it's this song, I just put it on because I wanted to show you how amazing the writing is coming out of Scotland still.
Snow is falling all over.
song that I do. I have an 18-year-old boy called Charlie, and I used to sing him this song, "Charlie Is My Darling," which I didn't realise was a Robert Burns song. Actually, you learn it at school, and it's "Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier." And the verses are all about this soldier coming into town, and he's oh, he's looking so handsome and great, but that's not the version that Robert Burns wrote. Robert Burns wrote a song called "Charlie Is My Darling," which is all about a soldier coming to town and seeing a woman at the window, running up the stairs, chapping the door, and like Dean Martin, having his wicked way with her. And it's all about, the whole song is about how easy it is to make love to a woman with a kilt on. That's the basic premise of the song. And, well, when I discovered that, I knew who Robert Burns was, really. But my son has told me that if I ever sing it to him again, he's going to leave home and take drugs in the room. And I said, "Can I come?" I'm going to teach you the chorus, so it'd be great if you'll sing it with me. "Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier." Thanks very much. It's going to be lovely.
Yeah. I just need a plectrum.
Have you got one? On your marks. One, two, three, four. Charlie came to our town.
another couple of, are we doing two songs or something? There's a half thing, but I never usually do halves. Those kind of halves. But half time, whatever. And then there's a brilliant raffle for a good cause, and I've told Gus that I know where I'm coming when I'm 85, which is only in a couple of years' time, and I'm going to end up getting looked after by you guys, because it sounds like a great thing that you do for us. Well, we could do this one, and then we'll have a wee break, and I'll go and get myself a refreshment, and you guys will have a fag, and whatever. That's a cigarette in our own language. Just in case. Get my daughter here. So this is a song about in Britain during the 60s, and certainly before that, obviously they had these immigration free tickets that you, well, £10 tickets that you could get, $20 or whatever, and you, if you were a plumber or a welder or an electrician, you could go to live in South Africa or Canada or all the other places that you used to be, where's the other, Australia, New Zealand. So this song is about one woman in particular who ended up going out there, and what you didn't realise was that you ended up with a, you know, a dust bowl somewhere in New Zealand, and not very much to help you get yourself started, and you never saw your family again. And so it's a kind of emigration song, and it's called Follow My Tears. There's a beautiful chorus in it if you fancy singing. It's from my eyes to the river, from the river to the sea, from the sea to the darkening clouds, and from the sky back down to me, follow my tears. From my eyes to the river, from the river to the sea, from the sea chorus. Do you want to try it? From my eyes to the river, to the river, from the river to the sea, from the river to the sea, from the sea to the darkening clouds, from the sea to the darkening clouds, from the sky back down to love you. I was born in the shadow of the factory I've been working. For me and my brothers, there was no place else to go. Thank you.
Basket, so please get your tickets in. Thank you.
Hold on. Just a second.